Blog Talk Radio. This is Cynthia Fontaine, the Rhode Island psychic medium and spirit guru, coming to you live. How are you guys all this morning? I'm going to get on Facebook Live in a few minutes here. I'm just trying to get some lighting on in my current space. Let's see. I don't know. I know I turned this light on the other day, but now I can't seem to... Oh, there it is. It's a new little light, and I'm not quite sure how... couldn't remember how it worked. How to turn it on. Anyway, how are you guys all this morning, or this afternoon, evening, wherever you are live in the world? And for those who listen on the replay, I love the fact that you guys take the time out of your day, whether you're live or on the replay, to join me for Shine Your Light, because this is about shining your light here with Cynthia Fontaine. And, you know, I love seeing people blossom, and I love seeing people, develop and change and become the person who they always wanted or knew that they could be. Because how many of you grew up in families that, your family might not have been so supportive? They might not have been your cheerleader or your biggest fan. You know, many of us grew up in families like that, myself included. I grew up in a family that was super, super critical. Didn't matter if you got gold stars or straight A's or got a great gymnastics score, if you were, you know, on a gymnastics team or you did well in a gymnastics meet, it didn't matter. It was just not celebrated, you know, and it didn't seem like anything that we did as kids growing up, our parents really sort of celebrated or appreciated, in a sense. You know, I've been fortunate to see that turn around, where my mom, before she passed away, did really kind of get to celebrate me and who I am and what I do as a healer and as an intuitive. And when I first started sharing that gift with her, I was a little on the fence about doing it. And I had heard my guide say one day, well, what do you have to lose? So I said, okay, what do I have to lose? Because the relationship with my mother was always less than what I would have liked it to have been, as far as a mother-daughter, healthy, loving relationship. It certainly was not that. My mother was manic depressive and untreated for many, many years, and didn't know how to be in a relationship. She grew up in a family that was, again, just like her, because that's what she knew, super critical, never did enough, that sort of thing. You were never really recognized. Unless you were one of the boys, then that was different. In her family, boys had more value for some reason. But then even the boys didn't totally get seen. It depended where you were in your birthing order in her family growing up. So with my grandparents, my mother's parents. And so it's all pretty interesting how things go down through generation after generation. And I realized when my daughter was 6 months old and I had taken a parenting class that my family was a family of critical parenters. And so I grew up in this realm or this life that knowing, you know, what that was all I knew. Not only was that all I knew as far as parenting went, but thought everybody in the world was Catholic. I didn't know there was any other religion till I was in seventh grade. And my best friend says, oh, well, I'm Protestant. And I said, Protestant? Oh, no, sorry, she was Episcopalian. Episcopalian? What is Episcopalian? Right. And that really blew my mind. And I actually wanted to go to her church to check it out, but my mother wouldn't let me. Isn't that interesting? So anyway, I never did go to it, and I should go one of these days just to see, because I'm very interested in all religions, because I do feel strongly that every religion has positive things to offer. When you get beyond the dogma and looking at the nonsensical rules, will you say, of different religions and so forth, but when you get to the core of every single religion, they're all the same and they all have value. And they all really say the same. So, you know, it's like whether it's Buddhism or Hinduism or Catholicism, Christianity, it's all the same. You know, treat others with respect, basically. And that also means treating yourself with respect. And that sort of brings us into the topic for today. And that is, with the holidays upon us, how do you handle stress? How do you handle everything that comes along with the holiday season? I'm just going to take a second here. Oh, it's 11:11. Everybody make a wish. The sticky doorway to the other side. I love that. And for some reason, I can't go on Facebook Live from my phone again. I don't know why. The Facebook changes things all the time. And let me just quickly get over to my people here on Facebook Live, because I'm late signing on to there because my makeup wasn't ready or anything. gotta put eyes and so forth on for Facebook. Okay, how to handle all that the holidays bring. Okay, so today I want to give you guys some helpful tools and tips on how to handle all the holiday stuff, right? Because I just want to say hey to everybody there live on Facebook. Sorry I'm a couple minutes late. I had trouble with my internet, and then I wasn't quite ready to jump on Facebook Live here. So I hope some of you guys jump on. I know I'm a few minutes late, and I apologize for that. So we're just really getting started. I was talking about my family and how growing up in a critical family who were critical parents, and it went on for generation to generation, you know, how that affected my life. And especially the holidays. So when I was a kid, Christmas was a big deal. There were five of us, and my dad worked really hard. My mom was a stay-at-home mom, which, you know, in those days in the 60s and 70s, you could still do that. And it you know, that was still a big thing where mom stayed at home in the 60s and 70s. And then, you know, it was more into the 70s and then into the 80s where we started getting big numbers of dual working families. Good morning, Sue. She's over there on Facebook. Good morning, Trisha. Oh, people are starting to come on Facebook Live here. Great. So I want to let everybody know how to call into the show this morning if you want to chat. I can pull a card for you this morning if you'd like that. The guest call-in number is 516-595-8267. And you guys know my format if you've listened to me before, and if you're brand new, I want to thank you for being here. Welcome. And, you know, so my format is I talk for about the first half hour, and then I take callers in the second part of the show. So I love that you guys are already filling up the phone lines. Thank you so much. And there's been some people that have been on the call already for more than 30 minutes. So I really appreciate you guys being here. And hang tight. I will try to get to as many people as I can today. And while I also want to mention, next week I have a super special show for you guys. It's sort of a kickoff to the new year, and I'm going to have a special guest, Susan Brochen, on, who was with me last week, and I think she might be a regular contributor in the future. And so Susan is going to come on. I'm just going to try to fix my computer here a little bit. Oh, that's a little bit better. So Susan is going to be on, and we're going to be doing astrology and New Year's tips and predictions and so forth. And she's going to be talking about something specific. What is it now? Let me check. We've been talking back and forth about what we're doing. The show is also going to be longer. It's going to be an hour and a half next weekend. She's going to be talking about Jupiter and how it is will affect you in this next year. Because Jupiter just moved into, I believe, Sagittarius. I don't know all the details exactly. I apologize. I should have remembered that. But, you know, my mind lives very in the present moment. And things often fall out of it. And so I forget what all the details are. And I've never really been that big of a detailed person anyway. So Susan will be here with me next week, and we're going to do an hour and a half show. So if you guys want to get in on that and have Susan and I do a little coaching for you, some guidance with where Jupiter is in your chart, have your birth chart available, your astrology birth chart. And for that, you will need your birth name, but your date of birth, the place where you were born, and the time that you were born. Super important. So if you don't know, you have a week to try to find out what time of day you were born. That way you get a really accurate picture of how Jupiter is going to affect you. And it's going to be there for the whole year next year. And Jupiter means a lot of things. That Jupiter's about expansion. So depending on where it's in your chart, you might have to worry about weight expansion and your hips getting wider. So it's gonna be a really fun show. It's gonna be interactive, and you'll have an opportunity to learn about your next year and how Jupiter is gonna affect you. And then I may be looking at people's moon signs, not your birth moon sign, but your advanced moon sign, what moon sign you're in now, progressed moon. And because that will give you, those two pieces together will give you a really good roadmap for you for this next year coming up. So that will be next week. Yay. I'm really super excited about that. So let's talk about tools and tips and things that you can do getting through the holiday stress. So going back to growing up, we had five kids. And with five kids, there are a lot of presents under the tree. My parents didn't have a lot of money because my mom didn't work, and my dad was in the Air National Guard. So you can imagine that, you know, the salary is not that great when you're an enlisted serviceman, and still is not that great to this day. But anyway, somehow it all worked, and the tree always had lots of presents under it. And generally, we got five gifts apiece, and very often they were inexpensive things. But we just had, with five kids, how can you not have fun at Christmas? But as the years went on, and you know, kids started growing up, and you started realizing that there were problems in the family and so forth, and not just within our immediate household, but within families. You know, our relatives around us household, things got more stressful. Holidays started to change. And it got to the point where when I was in my 20s, I started to really hate the holidays and hate Christmas. And I couldn't pinpoint exactly when it happened or when the shift happened or why it happened. But it was an accumulation of many years, I believe, of, sort of the being in this critical family, the family dynamics changing, growing up, and then understanding that, you know, life wasn't perfect. And because when we were kids, We were left to our own devices with five of us. My mother was not a helicopter parent. We didn't do sports or music lessons or anything like that. And really, none of the kids in our neighborhood did either. We grew up in a neighborhood where kids were kids. And from morning to night, if it wasn't a school day, we were outside playing, no matter what the weather. If it was raining, then we'd be in the house. And oftentimes we'd be in the basement playing. We had a wood stove down there, so it would be nice and toasty if it was cold out. And it was a huge playground down there. It was an unfinished basement, but we didn't care. We were warm, dry, and had plenty of stuff to play with. So, you know, again, I don't know when it changed or when if there was a particular incident or thing that really shifted for me. And so for many years, I really dreaded Christmas and hated the idea of it coming. You know, one of the things was good morning, Jeannie. Good morning, Corey. I just jumped over to Facebook to see who's over there quickly. So one of the things that I really began to dread as Christmas was coming was for the last 10 years of my work career, I didn't work a full year. And there was one period of time where I didn't work at all for 18 months due to a really severe injury. And it was coming up to the holidays. It was right before Thanksgiving when I injured my neck and I herniated discs in my neck. And for Thanksgiving, I couldn't even sit at the Thanksgiving table and hold my head up. I had to have my head on the table to be able to sit at the table. It was so painful. So that year, and then 2 years leading up to that, I was in a very long and bitter divorce that ended with exactly the same settlement that I asked for in the beginning. But my ex-husband just wouldn't settle. And then in the end, I got exactly what I asked for, which was not a lot. I just wanted out. So basically, I walked away with very little. He walked away with the businesses in the house. And I walked away with a very small amount of money just to get clean from it. So Christmas and the holidays actually for years leading up to the point when I did herniate my neck were already extremely stressful, as you can imagine. And, you know, maybe you're going through a family situation or a life change. Maybe you're going through a job change and things are uncertain for you right now. And so I want to share with you some of the things that I've learned going through those difficult times that have really helped me and have turned things around for me and shifted how I went from hating the holidays to being in love with the holidays again. And so we have this thing in my house where with my daughter, I'm not allowed to decorate for Christmas until after the turkey is carved. Because I love Christmas. I can't tell you now. And well, let's see, 20 years ago, I hated Christmas, hated it, okay? It had lost its magic and meaning for me, and I really, really hated Christmas. Now, like I said, I love Christmas. So it was so cute, because now my daughter's 25, and she's home with me now. She got a job very close to my house and after college, and she's always lived with me, even through college and so forth. But anyway, so, you know, but you expect when your kids finish college, they're going to move away. Well, my daughter didn't. She's still at home. And I love that because, like I said, she's always lived with me and it's been wonderful. Good morning, Cindy Fala. So she said to me, I think it was Monday last week, this past week, going into Thanksgiving. She says, well, you can decorate before Thanksgiving if you want. Now, of course, I don't need her permission, you know, but I respect her, you know, greatly. And if it irritates her that I decorate so early for Christmas, I can understand that. In the past, I have, you know, adhered to, as soon as the turkey is carved, the boxes come out and Christmas decoration commences. So this year she gives me permission to do it forward. And again, I say permission, but of course I don't need permission. It's just sort of this thing that we have between the two of us. So I started decorating for Christmas early this year. And she says to me 2 days ago, I'm still bringing boxes in from the garage. And she says to me, Mom, there's still more decorations. I said, well, yeah, honey. I still have to do the fireplace mantle. And I mean, it's really kind of funny because we only have four rooms, and two of those rooms are bedrooms. So the rooms are big, but it's a small house, you know, as far as rooms capacity, where there's only a living room and then a kitchen dining room combination. But again, they're big rooms. But you would think I was decorating a mansion, you know? And so it's really kind of funny. Anyway, so for her, me decorating early was stressful. And so I could honor that and say, you know, I can wait until after Thanksgiving to decorate. And it was funny because originally I would wait till the day after Thanksgiving because I don't do cyber, what do you call it? Black Friday shopping. And I would decorate the day after Thanksgiving if I didn't have to work. And even if I did have to work, you know, I might do it at night or I definitely would do it on Sunday. So then several years back, and I can't remember when that started either, I decided it was fair game once the turkey was carved. Once the turkey was carved, Thanksgiving was over. And I would start decorating. So anyway, part of, you know, sort of dealing with stress, especially if you have other people in your household, is to honor them and their space as well. And again, you know, some people might be thinking, oh, well, she's your daughter. Why should you know, do that or whatever? And, you know, it's really about community more than about being a hierarchical relationship, right? And how, what's the value? And that's a question that I really like for people to ask. What would be the value of me doing blah, blah, blah? Okay. So, what would be the value for me decorating a week before Christmas, right? Well, for me, I might get a little joy, but it's going to, you know, stress my daughter out. She's very organized and things are appropriate. She's a knowledgeable achiever. She's a charismatic leader, knowledgeable achiever. And knowledgeable achievers, everything needs to be done appropriately in an appropriate manner and appropriate timing. Otherwise, it really irritates them. And you know what? Can't really help it. It's part of their nature. And I can respect that. And the more you know about yourself and your personality and your profiles, and the more you know about the people around you's personality and profiles, the better equipped you are for sort of handling situations or handling stress. And even if you don't know about the profiles, the big question, a couple of questions I like to ask. One is there, how much value is in this? So say, for example, one of my partner's kids, somebody hit her car, say, actually Thanksgiving morning. And it's going to be in the shop for weeks. And the first thing he said to her was, well, were you parked in the street? How many times have I told you not to park in the street? So there's no value in that moment. And it just erodes the relationship more and more. So I want you to really think about that this holiday season is that before something comes out of your mouth, how much value does that comment have? Okay. And it's so interesting because his daughter was a psych major and she's a social worker. And So he went back later and said to her, well, you know, he apologized. And he said, Cindy told me there was no value in that statement, in saying that and doing that at that time. And she's like, well, you know, Dad, it's true. It's guilt shaming. And how many of you were guilt shamed growing up, right? How many around the holidays were guilt shamed about Christmas? We got the Christmas Sears catalog. Some of you might be too young to remember that. But we got the Sears catalog and the JCPenney catalog came in the mail. And man, we lived through those catalogs. And they were hundreds of pages. And there was everything you could imagine in those catalogs. And we absolutely loved them. The catalog itself was a big part of Christmas. And it wasn't that thing we were lacking. It was that we were dreaming, for me anyway. And I actually have to talk to my siblings about that and see what the catalogs meant for them. Because for some people, it might be lack, right? So you go in the store, you're in whatever mall or shopping or whatever, and you're looking at something that you really want, but you don't have the money for, right? So maybe it's a big one of those new ultra 4K TVs or something, or maybe it's your partner or spouse who wants one. And so you're looking at the TVs and you're going, oh, I wish I had that. I wish I had the money for it. I wish, right? It was in Grumpier Old Men, where I think Jules Verne says to, I forget the other actor's name, but says to him, you can wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up faster. I love that, right? Because it's true. Wishes are wishes. But when you put the energy behind it as if you already have it, you're not lacking, then wishes turn into manifestations. Good morning over there on Facebook, Colette. Good morning, Lori. Good morning, Cindy. Oh, there's a whole bunch of people. Used to look at the Sears, since Colette says, I used to look at the Sears and JCPenney catalogs till they were ragged. Yeah, we did too. It was part of the whole big excitement of Christmas. And I was so sad when they stopped the catalogs. So back to the stress and like paying the bills and so forth. And when I was in that time period, after I was injured, and even while I was going through divorce, you can imagine I did not have a lot of money because I didn't have a lot of money coming in. Going through the divorce, I would have to pay a monthly legal fee every month. And then, and I worked for the government. I delivered mail for 26 years, and I was delivering mail then while I was getting divorced. And, you know, it's a good salary, but it's certainly, you know, it's certainly not, you're not making millions. That's for darn sure. It's above the poverty level. But again, it's a good job. But when you have all these crazy expenses, like you're paying a legal bill that's like $500 a month, that's pretty tricky. And then add on top of that, 18 months of not working with much of that time without a salary because I got hurt at work and it took 7 months for them to approve my claim. So for those 7 months, I had no paycheck at all. And you can't claim unemployment or temporary disability when you work for the government, when you're a civil service worker. And so I had no income at all. So I had run up my credit cards. I had to take money out of my retirement account to survive. And things were pretty tough. I could not drive going into that holiday season. We had two families that were feeding us. I don't even know how Thanksgiving dinner got made, but somehow it did and it got on the table. But then came Christmas and I had $0 to spend. Zero. I think when Christmas came, I had $10 in my checking account. And so my kids got very, very little, stupid little gifts that my son, I don't know if he's still mad about this day or not, but anyway, it was really super stressful. Back then, I didn't know about meditation. I didn't know about conscious communication, and it was hard. It was hard. I was still in the mind frame of the critical parenting, of the guilt shaming, and so it was really difficult. So I'm going to really encourage you this holiday season, if you have children who are asking for a lot, don't guilt shame them, right? Say, oh, that's a wonderful dream. That's really a wonderful dream, right? And dream together. It's like us dreaming, looking through that Sears catalog. Oh, it's so interesting. So I'm shuffling cards as I'm talking, and the peace card fell out of the deck, right? So spirit has a sense of humor. And it will help to bring you peace, right? Rather than struggling and going, oh, we don't have money for that. Money doesn't grow on trees. And if you're listening to me, you probably might not have that sort of mindset, but maybe you do, because, you know, I have a large group of people from all over the world, actually, and you're all in many different places in your life. So if you're sort of at the beginning of your journey into self-development and into, making your life better and into transformation, thank you for making those steps. And thank you all for making the steps, because whether you're here on Facebook Live or you're listening to the radio live or when you come back for the replay, you guys are doing the work. And this work is not easy. This work is for people who are really courageous and brave. Hi, Fatima. Good morning. Thank you. Fatima on Facebook says I look great. Thank you so much. You guys in Blog Talk can't see me. But anyway, all right, so I'm going to go to the phone lines because you guys have been so patient and so wonderful. I definitely want to get to some of these calls. And so I'm going to bring the first caller on. The area code is 850 and the last four digits, 2655. Let's see if this is going to work. I think it's going. It's spinning.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Hi, good morning. You're on the air with Cynthia. Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, thank you.
Good. Who's this, please?
Yourself? Sheila.
I'm sorry?
Sheila.
Sheila. Hi, Sheila. Where are you calling from, Sheila?
Florida.
Florida. Good morning. How's the weather in Florida?
Good morning. Well, it's nice. It's a little chilly.
Hi. Glad to hear that. So, Sheila, we're talking about the holidays this morning and stress and different things that can help you get through the holidays. So how can I help you this morning get through your holiday season in a little bit less stressful way?
Any messages would be great. You could tell me.
Any messages that I could tell. Okay, so let's...
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the cards, and I'm using the Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Oracle cards. And, you know, for those of you who know me, you know that I studied with Colette for many years, and I'm one of the mentors in her Oracle school. And even though I could read cards before Colette, the days with Colette, I hated them. And there's a long story behind that I'm not going to go into today, but I will another day. But it was through Colette that I learned to really love Oracle cards, because they're a super helpful tool that can be a guide to help us stay in harmony or alignment, right? So I'm going to ask the cards, the deck for you, Sheila. How can Sheila best stay in alignment or in harmony this holiday season? And if you can just tell me when to stop shuffling, that'd be great.
Stop.
Okay. And would you like a card from the top, the bottom, or the middle?
Top.
Okay. Top card, or do you want me to count down?
Top card.
Okay, great. Thinker. So interesting. And the reason why I ask you to tell me to stop shuffling and ask you and everyone to pick a card is because I never want you to give your power away. to me, to an oracle, to anyone else. Because though I may be a vessel to deliver the messages, really more proactive for you to be a participant in receiving the message. Do you get that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Great, great. So Sheila, you got the Thinker card. And when the Thinker card shows up, it means that you really tend to live in your head. Does that make sense for you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you can overprocess things, overthink things. You know, you might be analytical or try to strategize. Does that make sense for you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So this holiday season, because it did show up in the upright position, I'm going to say that it's going to be helpful for you to stay in harmony, to strategize throughout the holidays, all right? So that would be planning a little bit. You don't want to become obsessive, because then that would be when the card would be in protection and you would have analysis, your paralysis analysis there, you know? So I'm going to suggest that you strategize and you really weigh out the pros and the cons of the value of, say, for example, if you have holiday parties to go to, or the gifts that you're buying and how much you're spending. You really want to strategize, okay? So they're saying, my guides, when I say they, it's my team of guides. I wish they would give me a name, but I've called them they for so long that I guess they're fine with it. So what they're saying is strategize financially, okay? Plan how much mm-hmm. you're going to spend. And then you can even plan how much you're going to spend on each person, kind of thing. And then you'll gain value there. And so this year for me, and as the years have gone on, it's gone from, you know, being loads of presents under the tree, because that's what we did growing up. And it was exciting and fun with five kids, you can imagine, with 25 presents under the tree, because like I said, we each got five each. I only had two children, and I would still fill up under the tree. We don't do that anymore. Is it because they're grown? No, not really, because there were even years as they were grown that I would fill up under the tree. But now, you know, we do things like that are more meaningful. We have Christmas Eve. I do our big dinner Christmas Eve. And then we have game night. And we have the best time. We exchange little gifts, but, you know, we try not to spend more than $50 a person. And that's for everybody. And it works really well for us. And it's so much less stressful. And I say to everybody, you know, if there were one thing that you could have for Christmas this year, what would it be? And one of the things is that we've talked about for a while is the kids growing up never wanted to go to Disney. We went once when my youngest was almost 3 and my oldest was 12, because I figured it was sort of that last opportunity. And for the oldest one before, you know, he got to the point where it's like, oh, I don't want to hang around with parents, whatever. And now they want to go to Disney. So we've talked about this year skipping Christmas and saving the money that we would spend on Christmas gifts to put towards going to Disney. So that brings a lot of value for us rather than buying one more thing that nobody really needs. Or, you know, asking what is it that you would really like? And spending time is the most important thing, for sure. So I'm going to say for you to be in harmony this holiday season, it's going to be really important that you plan and that you strategize. And that includes with your time. Are you working two jobs now?
No, I was looking for a part-time.
You're looking for part-time. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, because my guides are talking about two jobs, so if you're not working, then I would entertain the idea that there are two jobs on the forefront for you, and you may end up working. Yeah, so you may end up working two jobs, or you may end up having two to choose from, but they're talking about two jobs.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. So being the fact that you're not currently working, I imagine that the holidays are bringing an extra level of stress for you.
I am working.
You are working. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're working.
I was looking for a part-time.
Part-time
right.
job. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then the part-time job is coming because they're talking about having two jobs.
Oh, great. That's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So the part-time job is coming because they're talking about having two jobs, and so it may even be coming before Christmas. Okay. And that may be the piece where you're really going to have to do some strategizing, because you're going to have more to juggle. They're showing me balls in the air, and so you're going to have more to juggle. There'll be more balls in the air to juggle. And what field are you looking for a job in?
Right now, administrative.
Okay,
or
great.
Or working in the store for part-time.
Right. Okay. And are you out there putting in applications? Are you on Indeed or something like that?
Yes, I also was looking for a new full-time as well. So I've been putting out applications out there.
Yeah, great, because I'm seeing papers, I'm seeing job applications. Are you using the internet, though, for the applications? Because I'm seeing paper applications for some reason.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So are you using, a job source like Indeed or something?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. And paper, okay, because I'm seeing the paper. Yeah, so your resume, I feel like your resume looks good. I feel like it's up to date. And I do feel like things shifting, the plates are shifting under you, the plates of the earth are
good.
Shifting. Yeah. So I feel like things are shifting under me and, just move your hips with the shift. Is what they say. Just keep on moving the hips with the shift, right? Have you ever or roller skated or anything or ice skated or anything like that?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, right. So you move the hips, right? To keep the
right
to stay in balance so you stay up. So they're showing me move the hips. Just keep on moving, right? And move the hips.
Okay.
Shifting up. I feel like this year is gonna bring you really surprising and new events. Are you married? Currently
good.
Married?
No, I'd like to be.
Okay.
No.
Because they're talking about marriage and really big things happening for you, I'd actually love to see what your birth chart looks like so I could take a look at your progressed moon, and we could see what Jupiter is doing in your chart as well, because that's the science behind it, right? That's the fixed piece, and then the part that the psychics and the oracle piece, the oracle cards, that's the fluid piece, the part that we have sort of influence on. Then we have the fixed piece, that's the astrological chart that we're born with, that it's putting the big pieces in our puzzle that we might not have so much influence on, but that's the chart that we've chosen to live our life purpose. To live our life purpose through. So, but you have, I feel like you have great changes coming next year. It's going to be, I feel like it's a lot of movement. So you're going to need to sort of stay fluid with that movement. But to get through the holidays, really be organized and think about how much value is in this blank, whether it's overspending, whether it's overscheduling, that sort of thing. And also they're talking about, are you planning on having people at your home for the holidays?
Oh, no, not me.
Not
not this
okay.
year.
Okay. Because they're talking about having guests. So if you're not planning it, maybe there'll be some surprise guests. I don't know. But they're talking about having guests. And, it doesn't look like huge, but maybe a couple of people. And it might be that they're showing me, so they're showing me this intimate dinner with candlelight. So maybe you want to invite a few close friends over or family and, you know, and just have a nice intimate dinner where you just talk with no phones, no TV, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I hope that helped.
So just
stay focused and organized. Again, they're talking about two jobs, so the second job will show up because they are talking about having two jobs. And again, I feel like you may end up having two to choose from, whether that's two as in one part-time and then one new career position, but two jobs and changes, so the plate's moving under you.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yeah. So it was really great talking with you. Thank you so much for calling
me
in
too.
Today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you too. Thank you again.
Thank you. Okay. That was so much fun. So I just want to pop over to Facebook for a second and say good morning to Lisa by Grace and Tiffany. Hey, Karen, good morning. Let's see, Pay is there. Good morning. Alexandra. Oh, she's in Germany. Gosh, it must be like in the, I don't know, middle of the night over there in Germany, or maybe it's, I don't know, nighttime anyway. So much fun. So when I say to you guys, I have people all around the world, I really do have people all around the world. It's a fabulous thing. I love this internet thing. I can reach so many more people. Okay, so I'm going to go to now caller, area code 330, and the last four digits, 5493. Hi, caller. You're
Hi.
On Alicia. Hi. Who's this, please?
This is Kim, and I also work at the post office.
So this is your season.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys are delivering on Sundays again. Packages, right? Amazon.
I'm actually a clerk, so I get to sell stamps, but the lines are out the door.
Oh, yeah. Well, right, because so anybody that knows the post office, there's deadlines to get things out, especially, you know, international things. Do you want to share? Do you know some of the deadlines off the top of your head?
The 11th is
mailing
military.
Out. Yeah, what's the military deadline?
Military.
Yeah.
The 18th is overseas, priority only.
Oh, priority only. All right, you guys, if you're mailing overseas, you're doing military deadline. To get packages over to your loved ones. The 18th of December, priority only. So get on it. Thanks, Kim. So where are you calling from?
Cleveland, actually.
Oh, Cleveland. Oh, I have a good friend and colleague in Cleveland. Cool. So, Kim, what can I do for you this morning?
Well, I am waiting on a transfer. I have to wait till someone retires or hopefully there's a buyout next year.
Uh-huh. And do you have about 27 years in now?
24 and a half.
24 and a half. Okay. So they're giving me the number 27, and I have the chills all over. So really important. It looks like that the 27 is going to be a big year for you. Okay. So it may be that the buyout, if it's a buyout, might not come through till then. And the transfer, are you looking to go across the country?
No, just local, but to a smaller office, less stress.
Okay, gotcha. So, because I don't know why, but they're sending me, so is it across town?
Yes.
Okay, because they're sending me across. Often go to the big across, right? So,
right.
So when I look at that, let's see, I'm going to, they're talking about 27 years, and I feel that that's more toward for retirement. rather than a transfer. So let me just ask. And are there like only three clerks in that office that you're looking at?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I've got the right office. And is one having some health challenges or a family member having some health challenges?
She had breast cancer, and the other one needs a new hip.
Okay, because I'm looking at health challenges in that office for sure. And it may be that, you know, that will sort. I feel like, do you sub over there now?
I did in the past, yes. So, yes,
yeah.
I want to go back.
Okay. So I almost feel like somehow you'll get there, but indirectly.
Okay.
Where there'll be maybe a position open. It might even be short. You know, it might be not permanent, but it might be a position where you're covering somebody for a period of time. If you have the opportunity to jump on that, I would, right?
Okay.
As long as you're not, I wouldn't give up your position yet. But if it doesn't affect your position, I should put my phone on airplane mode. If it doesn't affect your position, then take the temporary. I know, like, for the carriers, a regular carrier can take a substitute position as a hold down. I don't know how that for you guys.
Certainly ask, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you could, you know, ask, is it possible for you to take the temporary, right? If that becomes open. Because I feel like there'll be something coming open due to health issues, health challenges that somebody in that office is having, that there will be a position opening, but I'm not positive. It doesn't feel like it's full-time, but it feels like, you know, it's a temporary thing. And so if you could sort of jump into that, you know, even if it's not permanent, it would at least give you some relief, in, you know, sooner rather than waiting so long.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's something to look forward to.
Okay, great. And would you like a card?
Yes, hopefully about love.
Okay, so let's see what else Spirit wants to tell you or share with you. So tell me when to stop shuffling.
Okay.
And do you want top, bottom, or middle?
Middle.
Middle. Right in the middle, or do you want me to count down or up?
Down 10.
Down 10, okay. Change in the wind. So interesting. So not only did you get change in the wind, but time to go fell on the floor as I was shuffling. So things are definitely going to be changing for you. And now it's just a matter of waiting for those changes to happen. Oh, my gosh, we're out of time. I'm having so much fun. I wasn't even looking at the clock. I only have a minute left. So I hope that helps. But changes in the wind. Time to go. I also fell out of the deck, so that's sort of an extra oomph to that. So just know that change will be coming, and when it comes, just go with it.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for calling in, and I wish you an amazing holiday season. And one fun thing, I used to do the letters for Santa when I was on light duty. I loved that.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, really, really fun. So thank you again for calling in. I hope you have a great holiday.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh, you guys. So we're out of time here on Blog Talk Radio. Check out my website, CynthiaFontaine.com. Follow me on Facebook, Cynthia Fontaine. I think it's Rhode Island Psychic Medium or Cynthia Fontaine Intuitive. I forget how exactly it is, but follow me on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. Which I forgot to broadcast live on Instagram this morning. I just went on Facebook. I'm trying to do everything at once. I love you guys, and I'll see you next week on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so I'm going to stay on Facebook here for a little while. I love you guys on Blog Talk.